Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Osaba Valley Audubon, Peggy Ridgway. How are you, Peggy?
I'm doing fine, and I was just wondering if these white April showers are what bring our May flowers.
Yeah, I think you could be right. Let's hope they bring May flowers. We're getting enough of these April showers, aren't we?
We are.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to talk about an event you have coming up on Tuesday, April 10th, this Tuesday, Identifying Ducks and Other Waterfowl, a presentation on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome presentation, and it's been a tough spring migration for a lot of the birds in our area, battling distance but weather interruptions as of today. Our backyard feeders have been packed with all kinds of species, but the waterfowl haven't had it easy either. Many geese returned to our area with frozen ponds and lakes and had to resort to farm fields for many sources of food this spring.
Wow, yeah, we don't think of them too often. Everybody always thinks about those, feeder birds. But, a lot of the fowls coming back, and a lot of them are going to have some harsh conditions for a while.
Yeah, they do. And the ducks are beginning to appear in greater numbers. But because they often are out far in the water at a distance, identification of these is often difficult.
Yeah, and that's where this presentation comes in, right?
Exactly. And Sue Malsky, one of our great local duck identification people, is going to be doing that presentation. You know, and it's funny because ducks are so common, actually, in our water area. Many people just haven't moved past the common mallard duck identification. They know the mallards, but there's at least 15 to 20 species of ducks that inhabit our area.
Wow. We only think of a certain couple, but there are quite a few. And so this is going to be helpful for us to be able to identify those 20 or so different species.
Sure. Sue Malsky is our local duck expert, and she will help expand one's knowledge of duck ID through her presentation this coming Tuesday at the Campion Lodge on US 23, just south of Oscoda.
Yeah, it gets underway at 7 o'clock, and it's open to everyone, not just Osaba Valley Audubon members. Everyone's welcome to come on out for this.
They sure are. In addition, Sue also does a great job on recognizing certain flight and behavior patterns of ducks. And because sometimes we just see them flying into the ponds or lakes, they're too far out, especially if we don't have binoculars or a spotting scope to ID, but it's amazing some of the simple identification things you can look for to identify a duck without even seeing it up close.
Yeah. All right. Now, it gets underway at 7, runs till 9, but there's dinner optional in advance if you want to come on out for dinner first.
Yeah. If they would like to come for dinner, just let the Campion Lodge know by as soon as possible, and dinner starts between 5 and 5:30.
All right. Then stay for the presentation. And it sounds like it's going to be an interesting one. And then, while we got you on, it's not that far away, the big event for you guys coming up next month already.
Exactly. And I hope the snow is gone by then. The Tawas Point migration will be held May 18th through 19th, and that's a real opportunity for our local people to learn even more about the birds and waterfowl in our area. I just wanted to mention, too, that Sue is a former hunter turned photographer, and much of her photography that she does is done in her kayak. So she gets right down on the level with the ducks and produces some phenomenal and unique images.
So that's going to be pretty much the presentation. There's going to be a lot of pictures, not just her standing up there and talking. There's going to be a lot of pictures to see.
Exactly. Nice. And we'll also be touching on the Tawas Point migration, which is coming up in 1 month.
I cannot believe it's that close already. Well, if they want more information about either, do they need to register in advance for the Tuesday night event?
Yes, it was very helpful, well, especially for the dinner.
Right.
They can just come to the meeting if they would like. And the meeting is usually held downstairs. It's not on the main level there.
Okay.
So that would be wonderful if people want to come out and learn more about that duck ID.
Very good. So that's happening Tuesday night with Sue Malsky, Identifying Ducks and Other Waterfowl. Again, Campion Lodge, 7 o'clock Tuesday night. But Peggy, if they want more information, not only on that, but also on the Tawas Point migration event that's coming up next month, your Facebook page, is that the best place to go?
Well, or our Gmail, it's osabovalleyaudubon.org.
OsaboValleyAudubon.org, or just look them up on Facebook. Either way, you'll get all the information.
Exactly.
Sounds good. From the Osaba Valley Audubon, as always, a pleasure, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin, and here's a good spring chirp for you.